Hargy, Hargy, I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Dave, what's my balance? Giggles.
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Shut up, shut! Ah!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
You are a goddamn mess over there.
Oh, yeah. This, I can't do this. I can't do this. Are we all right? All right. Is everything?
Everyone
we
cool?
Need a studio.
Wow.
Let me take a little breath. How are the levels?
Levels are fine.
Hey, this is Dave and Giggles.
We are.
If you're out there listening for the first time, we'd like you. His headphones are probably plugged in.
Doesn't matter. If you're out there
listening for the first time, but your mic's on, don't worry about it. It's good. We'll fix it. We'll fix it after the break.
Yeah.
Just don't start pulling cords.
Just everybody relax. Everybody just relax. There's like a lot of people in this studio.
What are you doing?
I'm just going to play some music and just relax. All right. I am Dave. Across from me, as always, except for one time. But what are you going to do?
It is a Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
I don't know. We've been doing this show for about a year and a
half.
This could be our best show ever.
We got a lot to talk about today.
There is so much going on right now.
Is there?
I mean, people are tuning in to us rather than, you know, waiting for the Chilean miners.
All right. It's cool that you want to play music.
Yeah, it's
cool. Just bring it down a little bit. Cool. You know what? Actually, Enz McGee's in studio. If you can do me a favor. See if you can figure out how to get the TV on and see if we can announce this to Chilean.
I got the remote right here.
All right, I want full disclosure on these miners because they've been down there for so long and they're finally getting out today.
They're going to get in this capsule. They're going to shoot.
Make sure it's on mute because I don't want to hear
muting,
it.
I'm muting.
I just want to see it. I can still hear it, though.
I'll give this to you.
I can still hear it.
This to you. She's going to mute it.
All right, she's better than you.
So if you're listening out there, this is your first time listening, you can do whatever. You can listen to us. You can call in. If you got something to say.
You got to call in.
The number is 646-915-9228. We got a big, big show. Should I give you a little rundown of what they can expect?
Sure, give me a little something.
We got musical guest David Valentine. He's gonna be singing some songs, playing some guitar.
I love it.
He's getting a little itchy. He wants to play right now.
Just relax, you know.
He's drinking his pumpkin beer. And we got Ryan Airy of RyanAirey.com.
RyanAirey.com
is in studio right now.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Is Ryan there?
Ryan is here. He's not in the room right now. Say whatever you want about him.
Yeah, he can't hear you.
Okay. This is old hillbilly back in old Adams County. Just waiting to see his name on the big screen.
His name is up on the big screen. He's doing well. So you're hometown with him? You went out to school with him or something?
Yeah, he's younger than me.
Are you
his mother and all his family.
Are you also a Reds fan?
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Yes,
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's not looking good.
No. It never does it for you guys.
Well, we were eliminated, so I'd say it's
looking bad.
It doesn't look at all like it's just done.
It's done.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right, so what's going on out there? What would you say your name was?
Name is Damon.
Damon. Oh, what's going on out there? Tell us what's going on out in your country, in hick countries, as you like to put it.
Oh, playing drums.
I like it. So the breaking news is first miner expected to be raised to surface soon. Can't hear caller, huh? Deb's killing me.
Hey, Damon, how's everybody doing back home?
Oh, everything's good, Ryan.
How's that new traffic light we got in town?
I can't hear you very well.
That's all right. All right, Damon, you're a good man. I'm going to let you go get the show started, but thanks for calling us. You keep on playing drums, all right, buddy?
Okie dokie.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Take care, bud.
All right. All right, so we got a lot of things to talk about.
We got so much talking about.
We haven't done a show in a while, so here we are doing a show at last, and we're really busting it down. And I feel like there's a lot of energy in there. Let's all just calm down a little bit.
Take a breather.
Take a breather. You're all worked up.
I'm so homophobic right now.
These miners expected to be raised from the surface. There's a tube that apparently, and it looks like what is the jaws of life at the top waiting for them.
This is a big deal.
It is kind of a big deal. This kind of reminds me of when what's her name was down in the when
the
we
well.
Were kids.
When
what
we
was her
like
name?
Jennifer.
No, Jessica. Baby Jessica. Baby Jessica. Stuck in the. Kind of reminds me of that. How long was she down there for? Do you remember?
Like 2 hours or something. It wasn't a big deal.
It wasn't down there. If you know how long she was down there for, call us up. Yeah. And we'll play Search, Search, Hurry Up and Search. Find out how long she was down there for.
I heard the miners down in the cave are playing Dave and Giggles.
They are. That would be awesome if they could patch in Dave and Giggles.
I like it a lot.
I actually, I have a theory about these miners. I think that they're going to come up from underground, being down there for a couple months, and come up with a musical number. They've been rehearsing a number for 2 months.
That would be amazing.
You know?
That would be amazing.
But they, you know, people have been sending them games and
notes. I've seen some footage of them recently, and they're actually, like, they're doing all right. They're, like, they were down there. They've been singing along and, like, doing sing-alongs and stuff. It's interesting. But that we'll get back to that. I'm going
to
put Ems McGee in charge because she's directly in view of this television. Keep us up to date. And 646-915-9228.
Call in.
Call in.
Give
tell us what's going
us a
on.
Number. There is here's a advice for our callers and listeners. If you're doing both, that's great. You know, I have trouble doing a couple different things at
you
the same
do
time.
More than
I
one.
Can't do more than one thing at the same time.
It is www.daveandgiggles.blogspot.com.
And if you're listening to the show and you're calling at the same time, there's going to be a little bit of a delay. So turn your computer down or go into the other room.
Sure.
Because people
I mean,
are
these
like,
are things we shouldn't have to tell you.
No. We need a studio. We're going to do a little Kickstarter.
Also, coming up in December, I was realizing, is our two-year anniversary.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So we should have a little something.
We should have
it.
A party.
Yeah.
Well, also, it is the Boom Truck's 200,000-mile anniversary coming up.
200,000
miles. 200,000 miles.
Did you say 200 mile?
200,000
miles. 200,000 miles.
So I was thinking about throwing a bunch of ice in the back of the truck. We drive to a park or something. We just throw a bunch of like Costco beer in there.
Costco beer.
And we just have a party in the back of the
like
boom truck for 200,000 miles.
All right.
Not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Get everyone excited, but
something's
happening.
Something's coming.
Something's
it looks
happening.
A little.
I think it might just be the test. They're testing the capsule.
But this is all like repeat footage.
That's and, a tiny little capsule.
And can I ask why we're watching Fox News?
It was the first news channel I found. It's local news.
Let's not really worry about it so much. You know, you look really good. All right, let's break it down here. Let's gum it down. This was a story that I found very interesting. That really didn't get any. Play in any kind of news. So last night we had lightning, right?
Lots of it.
A couple weeks ago, maybe about a month ago, there's these soccer players who are playing soccer in Africa. Right, a lightning bolt hits the field, and kills the entire one team.
What?
No,
killed the entire team.
It's like We Are Marshall.
The other side team, on the field as well. Not one of them was injured.
No way.
Swear to God, this is a true story.
So it was like a timeout.
It was like but all the players died.
It was good.
All
no,
the
but
players
I mean, like,
died.
They were on different sides of the field, though. It's not like they were all.
I don't know where they were in proximity of the field, but everyone
Damn.
On one team died.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Insanity, right?
That's like somebody way overprayed for their team.
Oh, man. And it probably goes back to that like voodoo African type mentality where now they're just thinking that, man, we really shouldn't have cursed them out that bad, you know?
Sorry, Ryan. I just unplugged your headphones.
It's really bad. Well, anyway, that leads us to, I guess, the weather that's been happening in Brooklyn. Last night, did you know that there
Are
was
we
a hailstorm?
The
There was a hailstorm.
I got
what
caught.
Going on?
Did I unplug your headphones? I'm trying to get our musical guest to have his headphones.
All right.
I don't need headphones here, Ems.
All right. Well,
Ems doesn't
Let's
need
just focus, guys.
Just
646-915-9228.
Well,
give us
a
call.
None of us
Let us
headphones.
Know what's going on in your neck of the woods. And we're awaiting these miners. I don't know what's going on with you, Ems. You're kind of losing it a little bit.
I got some criticism.
I ain't worried about it.
All right, so big news.
All right,
big
news.
We don't want to lose our five people that are listening right now. How many listeners do we have right now?
I have no idea. It doesn't matter to me.
We did some interviews.
Yeah.
You want me to lead into this? You want to play a little interviews?
You want to play a little interviews?
We did some interviews. We went out to Williamsburg. And while we're playing these interviews, I'm going to try to fix your headphones. We went out to Williamsburg. Lots of hipsters. And we did some interviews on the street. And we did interview gubernatorial candidate Howie Hawkins.
We did interview gubernatorial. How do you say it?
Gubernator?
Governor.
Governor?
No, not governor.
All right. We did interview him, and we also our clip starts with what is it? Black and white cookie.
Well, I mean, we can go wherever we want. Yeah, you right. want to talk about Howie?
Yeah.
So Howie, let's give a little background. Howie is the gubernatorial running for the Green Party.
The Green Party.
He's out in Williamsburg, and we track him down.
Yeah.
All right, I guess that's fine. That's good enough as what I'm going to give you. All right, let's listen to it.
We are Williamsburg.
Williamsburg.
Dead center.
Dead center. The cart to the heart. We're chasing down these two dudes that are allegedly with the Green Party.
They are dressed to the nines. They got suits and ties.
Yeah.
They're looking good.
Howie Hawkins, let's go find him. He's walking away from us. I think he knows that we're trying to do an expose. Right.
So, Howie Hawkins. What's going on out here? You're campaigning, you're doing some canvassing in Williamsburg?
Yeah, and I've been in Woodside up in Queens. I've been in Peekskill. I've been in White Plains. I started in the Albany area today and stopping and talking to the people. I also did some news conferences, and I'm out here on the street. I don't think Andy Cuomo and Carl Paladino are they?
Definitely not.
I'm poor.
Starving artist.
I'm starving. It's tough for me to even get my rent paid. Well, look, I'm for taxing the rich and funding a Green New Deal. And like the old New Deal, which started in New York. See, I think I'm part of the mainstream progressive political tradition in New York.
I like it.
And Cuomo and Paladino, or Cuomo Dino, or Palacuomo, or whatever you want to call them, they are representing a very conservative economic program that doesn't benefit the common people.
Right.
So one of the things we want to do is have full employment, with government as employer last resort, including artists. Remember back in the 30s, they put muralists and writers to work.
Oh, yeah.
They recorded oral history if they were writers. They put murals on public buildings. They went out and did sculptures in the parks. There are all kinds of things we could create for the community. So what we do is have the communities design what was needed, both services and public works, which could be fixing the sewers or it could be doing a great work of art. And then having it planned at the local level. And then when you can't get your job in the private sector, you don't go to the unemployment office, you go to the employment office, say, I want my job.
Right.
It'll pay you a living wage, and it'll be funded by the central government.
Yeah, so, well, I think the most interesting thing about the interview we got with Paladino is we'll actually post it online.
Not Paladino, it's Hawkins.
I wish we got Paladino. That would be a little bit more exciting. But we got this guy Hawkins, Howie Hawkins, who's running. And
people can't listen to right now? People.
Don't worry about it. So he's out there, and we're interviewing him. He doesn't know who we are. He has no clue who we are. He gives us his home phone number, his cell phone number, and his office number.
Yeah. A lot of numbers.
He gives us his home number. So we got to get him on the show. We'll get him on the show. Maybe next week we'll get him on the show and we'll talk about stuff. I'd actually really like to get him on the show tonight and talk about all the Paladino stuff.
Yeah.
And the Paladino stuff is absolutely ridiculous.
He's just hung himself out to
try. I don't know.
What
was he thinking? Did you see the interview that he gave? He was in Williamsburg and he was with all the Hasidic
Jews.
What are you pointing at?
We got six people in studio right now. That's a lot of people.
We got a lot of people in studio. It's going to get hot. Don't turn on the AC. We'll blast us out again.
Hey, we're going to blow a fuse.
All right. So what's going on? So Paladino.
He had the Jewish.
He was at the Hasidic Jewish house or whatever.
Yes. I mean, everybody knows. Let's just talk about the fact that you can't really gay bash right now with all these people getting beat up and committing suicide and.
Yeah, it's just such a bad idea, and especially with there was right before that there was all the gay bashing where a couple of people were injured, they were hurt by a bunch of people. But
gangs.
But
here's my point. I was thinking about this today. If you're a gang of dudes, I don't care what color you are, but if you're going to sodomize somebody, isn't that a little gay?
It's a little.
Do you know what I'm saying? If you're going to
gang. An ironic sort of statement.
I mean, not gay, but isn't that
it's a little gay.
It's a little gay.
Yeah, but if it's a guy, where else are you going to.
But I mean, just beat the crap out of somebody. Why are you gonna stick something up his butt? I don't know. I think
which
that's
one
just,
was this one?
What
there
the in
a,
the Bronx?
In
the Bronx. That was the guy got caught though, right?
Yeah, they there's nine of them. Got
nine
caught.
Nine of them.
Yeah,
a whole gang.
Yeah, and I think the punishment should be they get plunger stuck up their asses.
So you want eye for an eye, tooth for tooth,
plunger for a plunger.
I think the gay guys they beat up should get to sodomize them.
Oh, so now you're saying that they should have the rights?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of stuff is being up to the forefront right now.
Coming up now. They're going to come to the commercial. Nothing's happening yet.
What do you think about playing some music? Because I know we got
we got plenty of stuff happening.
People can't hear the callers or our interviews. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Well, we've only had one caller, so they can't. So.
So it's just a listening show. It's just a listening show.
Nah, anybody can call 646-915-9228. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on.
Yeah.
So, all right, another recently talking about gangs and stuff. So outside my apartment, one block down, my roommate gets mugged.
Where do you live?
In Ridgewood.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He gets mugged. Gunpoint.
Oh, wow.
Gunpoint. They take his wallet. They take his phone, and they run off, right? And this was the best part. So they run off, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, he's getting home, and he's doing all this. And I'm sleeping, and I hear knocking on the door. And he's pretty drunk because he was out on a date. So he comes home, and he's knocking on the door, and he's like, "Dude, I was mugged." And I get up, and he's like, "Borrow my phone." He's calling the cops. Detectives are coming. What are you going
to
say? Say it.
No, it's downtown. Downtown, a.k.a. the holster.
The holster. Yeah.
She looks at me for totally. Our listeners at home, and she's like, "Andy." I was like, no, it wasn't him.
No. So anyway, so he gets mugged. The cops come eventually, and they're just kind of like taking down the report. They're saying what took got stolen, what not. So me and Scrap go downstairs, and we're like, "All right, let's." I don't really want to listen to him talk about it. We've already heard it a couple times. So we go exploring. And we're walking around, and then I find like a little ticket stub from his wallet. I'm like, "Exhibit A, we found something." From there, we found his insurance cards for his car. We found his license. We find all the stuff, like his Metro cards. We find all that, and we keep going. We get a little like 5 or 6 blocks away. We find his wallet. We find one of his credit cards and a couple other stuff. And we come back, and we're like, we're really excited. And we come back to the detectives, right? The detectives got there at that point.
NYPD.
And no, yeah, these are NYPD for detectives in suits and like all decked out.
Courtesy, professionalism, respect.
Professionalism to the nines, right? We get back, right? And we're expecting like this, "Oh, my God, you guys are great. We found everything." We get back, and this is exactly verbatim what the detectives are saying.
NYPD.
"So you should have just fucked her in the ass. You know, you were out on that date. You could have been shot. You should have just been banging her in the ass." I'm just like, this is what detectives of New York City are talking about?
If you get robbed, you're screwed.
They don't give a shit. And they're actually sitting there going, "Yo, you could have gotten shot tonight. You wouldn't have had tomorrow. You should have just banged her in the ass." And we're just like, I'm just like, what? And you know, and then we're like, "Yeah, we found all this stuff. What did you guys do?" And they were like, "Yeah, you tainted all the stuff by evidence by touching it and picking it up." We're like, "This is our friend's shit. We're gonna give it back to him."
Yeah.
But
they were just a bunch. But granted, oh my God.
Here's the thing. Here's my advice, and I'm probably gonna get mugged next week. You can't. You know, Holster was probably looking at it on his phone, texting or listening to music. You got to be aware of your surroundings. If I see a couple dudes walking down my side of the street, and they look like they, you know, they want
3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning. I'm gonna walk to the other side of the street. I'm a good runner. I'm gonna give myself at least a good.
It's true.
Yeah.
But if you're one block from your house, I know your house right here. You know, you're like pretty dense center. Like, there's a lot of stuff happening out there.
Yeah.
You're not gonna think too much about one block from your house. You're just kind of just walking in. You know, you probably have headphones on. You listen to music.
No, not really.
You're not a big music listener?
Really, speaking of music, I don't know if this is a good segue or not, but we do have a musical guest here.
It'll do.
We've got David Valentine.
All right. David Valentine's in studio.
Give me a mic check just to make... Oh, that sounds good. That's nice.
All right. We're going to take a little musical side cue.
Yeah, play...
And David Valentine. All right, David Valentine's in the studio with us. Dave, where are you from? Give us a lowdown. Give us a background. Give us a little introduction, because I don't know much. Nobody told me anything.
I'm from Philadelphia. I just moved here to Astoria last Friday. No, 2 Fridays ago.
2 Fridays ago.
Yeah, the same day as Ryan. And...
Go into the mic so we can hear you a little better.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to be obnoxious.
No, it's cool. No.
I think you just turned up all of our mics. Is that
right? No, we're all right.
Everything's okay. Very hot.
Is this okay right here?
Sure.
We need whatever happened. Oh, jeez. It's real hot.
All right, so from Philadelphia.
I'm from Philadelphia.
Swarthmore. I like it.
Yeah, it's a nice little place.
Cool.
It's a good backyard to have.
I like it.
I like it
a lot. All right, so which band are you, where are you from? Which band are you from?
What?
What's your band's name, or is it just you?
Oh, I have this band that's me and this other guy and this other girl, and we
they have no names. They have no names.
Jake and Debbie.
I like it.
And we're currently calling ourselves Debbie and I.
Debbie and I. I like it.
Yeah, it's a bit selfish.
Rock on.
Yeah.
Nice. So what song are you going to be playing for us today?
I'll play an original that I already played tonight at open mic.
Perfect.
I like it. And just as a precursor, if one of the miners comes out, one of the miners comes out, we let the song finish.
Sure. No, I was going to say we will be interrupting you. History is happening.
Ruin it.
I like it. All right, so what's the name of the song?
It's called My Favorite Woman.
My Favorite Woman. I like it. All right.
It's really emotional.
It's an emotional piece. I like it. All right, give it to us.
My legs crossed like this.
Sure.
It's hard to stand up. The feeling is shaking me. And I can't feel my legs. Unless I'm walking, the fire inside of me is burning, but I can't keep it warm unless you're next to me. My arms are tired, sagging and dragging, and my favorite woman has got to be free, yeah. And no one is smiling the way you do. Sweet, smooth, baby, yeah. I'll praise him, I'll love him. Loving you sweetly, yeah. On a Saturday, we're talking 3:30 in the AM. And my favorite woman has got to be free, yeah. And no one is smiling the way you do. And my favorite woman got to be free, yeah. And no one is smiling the way you do. I'll praise him, I'll love him, loving you sweetly, yeah. On a Saturday, we're talking 3:30 in the AM. And my favorite woman has got to be free, yeah. And no one is smiling the way you do. It's hard to stand up. The feeling is shaking me.
Yeah, nice, nice.
Dave like from Deb and I.
Dave?
I like it.
That was nice.
Nice, good work, buddy.
I have a question. We're going to give him this other microphone, just and we'll find out which one it's going to.
What are you talking
this
about?
This one, number four. Give him this microphone that's on the floor right now. I don't know if it's picking up carpet noise.
Carpet noise.
Well,
carpet noise.
Is that because this one's not doing anything?
Noise. It's picking up table
it's
noise.
It's doing stuff.
There you
it's
go.
It's just, that's a better talking mic.
It's better.
Okay.
There you go. All right, there
it's,
you go.
It's a less.
Ooh, nice, nice, nice.
Mm.
So rich.
So rich and so creamy.
There you go.
All right, I love it, guys. Sweet.
So I got a question for you, Dave. What's your what's your inspiration for music? For music, writing music. Do you just sit down, have a cup of coffee, think about a woman?
When I wrote this one 9 years ago, it was in the middle of wanting this particular girl back.
Mm-hmm.
I was dating her for a while, and then she went away. Yeah. And then I wrote 11 songs, and then got back together with her. It was nice.
Yeah. All right, so my question to you is...
What happened? I want to know what happened.
What happened? Oh, well.
Oh, is this the...
Deb's bringing it? I...
not Deb. Not Deb.
Where's Deb? Where's Deb? Bring me
she
back
should
Deb.
Call in, but nobody can hear her.
It's all right.
Because then it just keeps going. We dated her for a few years, and then she broke up with me because she saw I wasn't being professional enough about us together and finding jobs together.
Ugh.
Yikes.
Was she an actress?
It's in that
without
world.
Getting too
it's in that world. Yeah. It is in that world. And then, you know, a few months later, after breaking up with me, she called me up and said, "Hey, I met someone." A couple months later, there was an email that said, "I'm engaged."
Oh, that's the worst.
11 months after that, there was an email from a good friend saying, she's getting divorced.
Ooh. This is real personal. Happen. This, I mean, David giggles. Deep. We get deep. Well, we do want to hear another song from you in a few minutes.
Okay. We'll get there. All right. So we were just talking about before. You wrote 11 songs when you broke up with her.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to ask everyone in the room, and I'm going to ask the callers 646-915-9228 best breakup album.
And I got to come up with that now.
You got to think about it as we answer this call. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yellow, what's going on?
I'm there.
Yes, you are.
How's it going?
What's up?
Oh, nothing. Just getting ready to shoot a video, but want to call.
All right. Who's this, caller? What's your name?
Oh, geez.
Everybody calm down. Caller, what's your name?
My name?
Yeah. Scoot in.
My name is Alex Charik.
Oh, Alex, I know that guy.
Do you?
I know that guy.
What's going on, Alex? Tell us what's going on out there.
Oh, just nothing. I was at Comic-Con this weekend shooting some videos. And
all right, give us the lowdown on Comic-Con.
Did you see Vampire Cowboys? They had a table.
No, I didn't.
Son of a
whore. That sounds funny. Is that a comic book or is that a person?
It's a theater company.
Oh,
I build puppets for them, Alex.
Shows what I know.
Hey, Alex, if you're listening, this is Giggles. The listeners at home can't really hear what you're saying, so we're just gonna.
Really, the callers
aren't audible. I don't know. Let us
know
now.
This is what Deb's saying. I'm not gonna listen.
Deb
to
and
Deb.
My buddy. Do
I need to speak louder? Is that the problem?
That's the
issue.
Hey, ask him about his Mario videos.
How's your Mario videos?
They're good. People like to watch Mario, I guess.
All right, I just got breaking news. I just got breaking news. Alex, hold on a second. Breaking news. They're telling us now that the first miner to be rescued within the hour. I know, this is not what I expected. I wanted it to happen within David Giggle's hour. I wanted it to be within this hour. Well, then you're supposed to be in charge and tell me these. You're cut.
News.
You're out.
They're still lowering the guy.
You're out.
That's a guess. 1 hour is a guess.
All right, let's cut, Alex. We got to cut
the
call.
All right, Alex. You're a good man. Thanks. Tell us about the Mario stuff.
He is a good man. I think he played Charlie Brown at one point.
Good job, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, we just make Mario videos, and people like to watch them, I guess. There's no real formula behind them.
What's the website? I'm gonna just because you've been so good, what's the website that people can go to see your Mario videos? Because people can't really hear what you're saying right now, so I just want to let them know.
It's youtube.com/drcoolsex, like Dr. Cool Sex.
Dr. Cool Sex.
Okay,
cool
so
sex.
YouTube.
You can find that.
Dr. Cool Sex.
You can find that on
on
Facebook.
/Dr. Cool
as well.
Sex.
All right. Thanks, Alex. I'm gonna let you go, but you're a good man, Charlie Brown. Later, buddy.
Thank you. Nice talking to you all. Catch up with you soon.
All right,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, man.
what's happening?
We need to fix these audio issues.
I don't know.
I want to say a couple things for Alex that he couldn't say for himself. The Mario videos in question, they did a thing for a trailer for Mario Kart the movie. Has over a million hits on YouTube. And he's got a really good comedy group, youtube.com/DrCoolSex. Really cool stuff. And they went to Comic-Con and did some new videos. They're brilliant. They do some great things.
I like it. Did anybody have any information about Comic-Con this year? Was there any big release? Like, what was a big thing this year? Usually they'll have, a big release, big whatever.
There was that zombie movie premiered there.
What zombie movie?
I don't know. Walking Dead, Waking Dead.
You're talking about the show? Walking Dead, I think, is the show.
Oh, okay. It premiered there.
All right. That's interesting. That Walking Dead. Waking Life? No.
No, it wasn't that.
I can't do this anymore.
What's going on with you?
I have a stand-up friend named Mike who performed at it, and he was doing a bit about how comic fans are ruining themselves by watching movies, and he made a kid get up on stage who was wearing a Watchmen the movie shirt, and he made the kid take it off in front of everybody. Little awkward kid. Hey, the crowd loved it.
What are you going
to
do?
All right, I need to break this down a little bit. Everyone calm down. What is going on with you?
There's wires everywhere.
Yeah.
Our people that are listening can't hear the callers, can't hear the audio bits that we went out there and got. I'm a little pissed. I'm a little mad.
You need to calm down.
You got an interview with a gubernatorial candidate.
We got an interview with Howie Hawkins, Governor Terry.
We're going to put it up online, though. Really, yeah, we got the interview. We're actually going to have a call
after a while,
week.
People are going to get a little pissed off that, those guys, Dave and Giggles, yeah, well, we can't really hear their audio.
You know what they can hear?
What?
The updates on the minor wrestling.
Yeah.
Well, they can hear that.
They are still lowering the guy down, so that's why I didn't bring it up.
You have your wallet on you?
I do.
Give it to me.
My wallet?
Give it to me.
There's nothing in it.
Just give it to me.
I don't know.
Give it to me.
I got a lot.
Give it to me. Give it to me. This is a lesson. 646-915-9228. All right. So as we were talking about before, my roommate got robbed. He had his wallet stolen from him.
Right.
So if you had your wallet stolen from you, what would you be missing?
Three debit cards. 8 business cards, a driver's license, health insurance card, AAA card.
You have health insurance?
I got health insurance.
He must be rich.
A number.
Or have a job.
Tell us, Mike. Tell us about health insurance.
A couple Metro cards that don't have any 20 cents on them. That pisses me off.
What?
Why? When you get an $8 Metro card,
yeah.
There's 20.
Tell us
like
about
if
it.
You use it 4 times, there's 20 cents left.
20
on
cents
it.
On it.
I was like, give me a quarter and let me stick it in and give me a quarter for my laundry, but don't give me 20 cents. What is 2 dimes going to do for me?
Triple
pisses
A.
Me off.
You could rub them together.
Look at this driver's license.
Those look good.
Look at that smile you got.
I think it was Jack.
Suncoast School Federal Credit Union.
Don't you tell Deb about that
Four.
Business. Don't you be ready.
Hey, does anybody need a beer?
I need a beer. I need a beer. We're going to while you're getting
it's fine. I'm drinking Magic Hat and you're drinking Budweiser. How is that an accident?
Because I just grabbed it not looking. I was looking all right. at the mind.
Because you're an alcoholic.
I was trying to see what's happening with the
all right, hairs. Ryan.
Yeah.
Put me on that. And what we're going to do is we're going to go to DV for a song.
Hey, Ryan.
Oh yeah.
I'm not caressing. I'm just giving you. Dave, are you right over there? Was that the bit? Was that what? You done?
I just
with the
wanted
bit?
To see if you what was in your wallet. I just wanted to take your wallet. Let me know if you're missing anything, buddy.
We're gonna go back to the song. Are you guys? You guys want to talk? You guys want just talk to each other?
That's what happens. Giggles is pissed. Talk it out, buddy. Talk it out. What's going on?
This guy, I hate. Fox
All right, here,
News.
Here. I got a little soundbite for you.
It's not Fox News. It's local news. It's the only one that's broadcasting the chili stuff right now.
If you had a song, nobody's going to hear it. None of our listeners are going to hear it.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm worried about our listeners.
Here. This. Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Stop pushing beer in my face. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Did you tell David that he needs to cut his hair?
Oh,
wow.
I've been telling this guy this for a long time.
Who is this?
It's probably your ex.
That's scary.
Who is this? Caller.
You want to guess?
Give me a little bit of information. Give me a clue.
Oh, I know David really well.
Like,
we're pretty good friends.
Like I know the back of my balls? Oh, I know who this is. I know who this is.
Who is it?
I know who this is. Is this Julie?
This is not Julie.
This is not Julie.
This is not a Marconi.
This is not a Marconi.
Who is this, caller? Caller, give me more information.
Date yourself.
Okay. Do you want me to just tell you, or do you want to keep guessing?
Yeah, you can.
I know
me.
Who it is. It's
tell
obvious.
Me.
All right. This is Danielle.
Danielle.
Danielle? I don't know anything.
Danielle.
Who's Danielle?
Who the fuck is Danielle?
David knows who Danielle is.
We don't know her. All right, so she knows our musical guest. And for the listeners at home, let me know if you can hear Danielle, because I'm putting my headphones up to the damn microphone, so there's the possibility that you can hear what Danielle's saying. This is ridiculous. Crackpot operation.
I can't tell if they're asking for me or if they're asking
for
a musical
David
guest.
David Valentine. That guy.
All right.
It's all right.
So do you have a request for Dave?
I do. Let's hear. I would love to hear him play out of Ways.
Out of Ways.
Out of Ways. Is that a possibility?
Yes.
All right.
All right. All right.
Let's do it. All right. Thank you, Danielle. We're going to play Out of Ways right now.
And I think I found the solution to our problem.
You
there.
Just put I'm your just headphones, headphones on. Put your headphones on.
No.
Okay. Put your headphones on. All right. Well, we're going to get down and we're going to play a little Out of Ways. Out of sorts. That's where the show's gotten.
Oh, this is terrible.
That was good, by the way.
You did a very good job. Yeah.
All right. Why did my mic cut out? What happened to my mic? What happened to my mic?
News. It's just a campaign
commercial. Okay. I thought maybe he was apologizing
so
or something.
Many campaign commercials.
Yeah. Well, okay. Do we have a? Did he give a speech or something?
No, it was a campaign commercial.
Campaign.
But we were very curious.
Is
what
my mic not doing well?
No,
we're
yeah,
cool.
We just got a lot going on.
646-915-9228. Give us a call. Let us know what you
call
think
in
of the band. What you think of everybody?
Call in, and I'm gonna put the headphones up to the microphone so
sure.
Our listeners at home can hear us. Is everything all right?
Everybody's.
Oh, it is so hot.
Temperature wise,
sweltering in here.
Steamy whenever I start playing, really.
I like it. All right, everybody, let's calm it down a little bit. Let's bring it down. So.
You son of a bitch. Thanks for somebody. Hey, get smacked in your face. I got a good story to tell you. I gotta save it for the radio. It's so good. Subway story. You're some Subway.
So apparently you called me and left me a message that you had a Subway story.
Subway story.
Give me a good Subway story. I've been dying for one.
I'm away to a business meeting, and I'm wearing my khakis.
All right.
I'm looking nice. I got my
brand new khakis.
Brand new khakis.
Got your khakis.
And I'm on the N train.
Going with that in. Hair.
With this hair.
With that hair.
And it's early. It's like, well, it's not really early. It's
what
early for me.
It?
It's like noon. No. 11. 11. And
it's pretty early.
I'm sitting next to these people, and I look across, and there's nobody. From what I remember, there's nobody sitting at this seat, like catty corner to me. But under it is a longboard. You know those skateboards.
The skateboards.
Right, I was like, some hipster just left his skateboard on the train. I was like, si ves algo, di algo. Like if somebody's, you know, somebody's like,
if you see a skateboard, what's a skateboard gonna do?
Call the police.
What is a skateboard?
It could be a bomb attached to the skateboard.
Yeah, you don't know. You
first
know.
Rescue worker reaches trapped miners.
All right, so well, it's going to be another hour
maybe,
before they pull
maybe
them
minutes
out.
Away.
It's going to be about a half an hour, but
yeah, minutes
it's like
away.
They're a couple miles down.
We're 17 right, so minutes. Let's take a guess. We're 17 minutes to the
it
end of the show. Do you think we'll get it by the? We'll get one up by
no.
within the end of the show.
No,
I'm going to say yes.
We've got to get what?
How did they get stuck down there to begin?
They were mining.
Oh,
it exploded.
Mining.
Okay.
Let's not too worried about too much. Well, let's get them out. Let's get them out. I think they're going to get out by the end of the show. So you
not
see
all
skateboard. You
so
see
I see a
skateboard.
I don't see anybody sitting in front of it. So I was like, oh, man, some dude left his skateboard.
Did you take it?
Here's
all right, go on.
All right. So I get to my stop, which is 28th Street. And I'm like, you know what? I don't really have the time for this. But, you know, I'm going to take the skateboard because I know the MTA has a lost and found. So I go to get the skateboard. I see this guy who I don't remember sitting above the skateboard. And I was like, is this yours? And he was listening to headphones, didn't hear me. I go down to reach and grab the skateboard,
mm-hmm.
and he stomps on it.
Whoa.
And I was like, whoa, whoa. And let me tell you what this dude was wearing. Like loafers, khakis, and a shirt and tie. What is that?
That's all right. There's just a collar there, but we'll let him sit.
Loafers, khakis, and a shirt and tie. And so I was like, whoa, whoa. I was like, sorry, dude. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, sorry, I didn't think that was yours. You didn't look like a skateboard. I was going to bring it to Lost and Found.
All right.
And he gave me this dirty look.
Dirty
and
look.
I could feel the adrenaline. Like, it's too early. Like, I had only had granola. And you know, when you, get, like, you know when you get the adrenaline pumping?
I know it.
And you haven't had enough food, and you're just like, oh, it's too early in the day for this.
You got no protein in
adrenaline
you.
And I was like, listen, dude, sugar. Just trying to do something nice, you know? And I walk out, and the rest of my day was like a little bit on edge because I was like, man, I'm not going to do anything nice for anybody because
it makes you try.
The minute you try to do something nice for somebody, you know, it's just back. What is.
Caller, what are you doing? What are you doing, caller?
Are you trying to be me?
Oh, it's Johnny. Johnny, it's the Grizz. What's going on, buddy?
What's happening, guys?
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
What'd you hear in the background? The water running?
With the water running? Yeah, we're just doing some stuff. Put your headphones back on. Put your headphones
nobody
back
can hear
on. No,
nobody,
it's not, not going to do anything.
Nobody, I don't want...
What's going on, buddy?
Doesn't matter. Nobody's going to hear the callers. You guys had it messed up today. But I was listening. The music was good. Who's the chick that's in studio with you?
Which one?
There's more than one?
No, there's one. We got Ems McGee in here.
What's up?
Lash out. Let's hear it. Let's hear a fight. What you got, Johnny?
No, it's just every time she talks, the show sucks.
Oh,
wow, what a hater.
Someone hates women.
Did you put him up to this?
She's just interrupting stories to bring up miners and Carl Palladino. Oh, she's fantastic. Hire her immediately.
Damn.
Hey, but you know what, Johnny? She's on the show.
Oh.
She
damn.
She got fired.
And I was saying those things were on the list of topics before I even walked in the door.
Wow, what is going on, buddy? What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm going nuts. Fucking sick of the dog. Found the fucking jury room all day today. Let me tell you guys something. If you ever get your lives depending on the justice system, you're all fucked. You're all fucked. There's nothing but apathetic people in jury duty. I'm convinced of it.
It's true.
It's terrible.
It's true.
It's absolutely horrible. But I turn around doing nothing.
You also, you never made it inside a room to actually do any kind of jurying.
That is true. And granted, there's probably a couple of days in between when you get interviewed or when a trial might even start, but it's just, I mean, I can just imagine going up there. I wouldn't give a fuck what the guy did, if he was guilty, you understand? I just wanted to get out of there. They designed it, they don't even give you any sort of, there's no level of comfort when you're in there. It's just long, tedious, tiring, and boring. It's terrible.
Yeah, but I mean, how would you design it any better? What would you do that would be better? I mean, this is a system that has been set in place where, you know, you go in, you have to do your time, or you know, you get arrested. So how do you design it better?
I don't know. I think
you got problems, but you got no solution.
That way of screening jurors, because it's terrible. It's just terrible.
Like, call up and bitch out Ebbs McGee.
Thanks, man.
All right, Johnny, I'm going to let you go, because I don't know if people can hear you. I think they can.
All right.
I think we're
have a good show, guys. Cheers.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. So, all right. So what's going on? I don't want to talk about Naked
this
Cowboy.
Just in.
I don't want to talk about Naked Cowboy. In. I can't stand that guy.
No.
Although we should go get an interview with him. Just mock him out.
You know, if anybody should be doing, like, publicity stunts, it should be us. It should be us. Have you seen the Naked Cowgirl, the old, like, 75-year-old woman with the saggy boobs that's out there in Times Square?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there is a bit of one.
She's old.
Yeah, she's old. She's nasty.
And she has pasties on her tits, so you actually, like, see her full breast. And I stopped for a minute. I was like, really, New York? Like,
she's actually been on Opie and Anthony before.
Yeah.
And she's been naked in their studio, and she's got some kind of growth down below. That's quite nasty.
You're pulling out your cell phone. Do you have a picture of it?
Yeah, he's got
it. I don't. Like, no, people are texting me. Let me know.
All
right. Did you hear about the bomb scare the other day, yesterday?
No.
There was a bomb scare. Yeah, the C4.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a scare. It was in a cemetery.
Isn't
they going to blow up a bunch of dead people?
What? Whoa. They found...
Yeah, but there was C4, a whole bunch of C4 in a cemetery that's been there for years and years and years.
No.
And it's just been sitting there, and it's all this military explosives that's just been sitting there, that's been decaying there for years and years and years. So all this kind of sparked up. Someone found it, and they were just going to throw it out, but eventually they called the police.
Yeah.
And so a whole bunch of stuff has been going on about this. There's been notes left on cop cars, because it's right next to a police station. There's notes left on cop cars that says something like, this is not the end of this. You haven't heard the end of this. There's been a whole bunch of like notes left around the area about this situation. Really bizarre.
Yeah, but you know what? As soon as somebody hears it on the Google News or the web or whatever, people want to make a hoax.
You know? People want to make a hoax?
How was it in the cemetery? Was it like in the shed with the lawnmowers? Like what? Where was it?
It was in a plastic bag. Apparently, it was in like an old garbage bag.
But it had been there
decaying.
A long time.
And they said that the garbage bag had been pretty much decayed away.
So it was buried.
It was like kind of buried. It was like under leaves and under like all that sort of stuff.
Huh.
But it's been there for like they've been saying for like five,
4 years,
ten years,
2 years, yeah,
something like that.
I'm out of the loop.
I like to keep my C4 fresh.
Sure, you have to keep
your
C4 fresh.
You can't
fresh.
Just let it
sure.
sit out in a graveyard and rot.
It's pretty wild, though. I mean, all these little things happen.
A lot of things happen. You just look at the news? Is that what you're doing?
No, I mean, I have a... What do you got? You got a list of notes over there? You were scrambling earlier, and you were like, where's my notes?
Well, I was looking for my notes while I thought you were handling the audio.
Everything's under control, buddy.
All right, so you know what, Ems McGee? I fully back you. You know, I think the Grizz is just mad that he's not on a show.
And he had
He had to serve his community of Yonkers.
Once producer.
One time. He shows up with a bunch of 4x6 cards. And calls himself a producer. Curtis, wow. We fired Curtis.
Fired Curtis. He kind of quit.
He did kind of quit.
We'll get him back one day. We'll get everybody back one day.
Once
as a big.
Big, he'll be
two-year anniversary. Maybe we'll bring everyone back for the 2 years.
Yeah, we should have Jersey Josh, a little bit of maybe the professor. Jailhouse Joe.
Jailhouse Joe.
Professor. You know, just some old favorites.
Sure.
Appreciate your support,
Gables. Yeah, I try. What else? I really just...
That's it. That's all you got?
That's all I got. I really... Wow.
I mean, we have 9 minutes for those miners to come back up.
Yeah. We have 9 minutes for the miners to come back up. I think it's going to happen. I think we're going to see a little something.
But who do you think you know, in the miners down there,
the miners?
Do you think they're like, all right, who's going first? Who's going first?
I know.
No, make it Pablo. Make it, you know, like, who do you know what?
Well, I think it's, there's
you got kids, man. Get up there.
There's a guy who's
they're like, let's get
guy.
The best looking one up first. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
That would be really nice.
No, the most, like, desperate looking one, the one that's, like, most messed up.
What we should have done was send him a Dave and Giggles shirt down there.
Oh, that would have been nice.
And he comes up wearing a Dave and Giggles
shirt.
Dude,
it would have been huge.
Yeah, it would have been huge. The whole world is watching these spiders come up.
Okay, we should have exploited that.
Yeah. That's true.
Good point.
There's my buddy Randy on the commercial.
Bring it down.
No way.
You know.
No, let's not talk about things that people can't see. All right? All right?
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. All
right, so... Today I was walking around outside, and
this should be good.
It's been relatively warm. So there was this girl walking around with a half shirt and really short shorts, and she's flaunting her shit, right? Complete,
yeah.
Exactly, right? So I'm walking, and she's in front of me walking, and then there's this older, like 70-year-old woman, Russian woman, walking the other way. She looks this girl up and down as she passes her, looks back and yells out "La Baba Ganoush," really like a hex on this girl. Like, I don't know what it means.
I don't think it was Baba.
To Google it.
That's what she said. That's exactly what she said.
You know,
it's a pastry or something.
An eggplant.
Caller, you're on the air.
You're just making that up.
No, it's like hummus.
Mike, it's back.
What's up, buddy?
How's your show?
It's pretty fantastic. Who is this?
Zach Yeager.
Zach.
Oh, it's Zach. Hey,
hey
buddy.
Zach.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up?
How's freshman year of college treating you?
Freshman?
Yeah, very good at storytelling skills.
We're not very good at our storytelling skills, or very good?
No, you are.
Oh,
yeah, very good.
Thanks, man. So, first impression of college. Give me three words. Give me three words.
Three-word challenge.
Very, very challenging.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
How much? All right, give me a ratio of how much partying you're doing compared to how much studying you're doing.
50-50.
Yeah.
50-50.
I like it.
I need it to be 70-30 in favor of partying within the next 2 weeks. Can you do that for me?
Definitely.
What does college do for you anyway?
Gives you an education.
Don't talk to Ems. Just talk to Zach. Zach's calling.
Get you laid.
Zach, what are you studying?
Food science.
Has one of your teachers in your food science class, if you've taken one, said that the food supply is going to run out in 5 years?
Wait, can you repeat that?
Has one of your teachers said that the food supply is going to run out in 5 years?
No.
All right, we'll tell him that because it's true and it's going to happen.
Who says true?
It's true.
Where'd you read this?
Zach, I got one more question for you. Give me the lowdown on freshman college chicks. Like, what?
Good question.
What are freshmen? I mean, you got like 30,000, 40,000 students there. There's probably at least 30,000 of them that are chicks. How many of them? What's the percentage of chicks that have dyed blonde hair?
Hey, what was the last part?
What is the percentage? I feel like I'm talking to a miner right now. What is the percentage of chicks that have dyed blonde hair?
This is what you're asking.
Wait, what's the percentage? I can barely hear you.
How are the chicks, buddy?
How are the chicks?
They're awesome.
They're awesome.
All right, buddy, I'm going to let you go because Mike's an idiot.
We're going to come down there. Dave and Giggles, we're going to come down there and do a little bit of a...
What school is he in?
Rutgers.
Oh, Rutgers. Jersey.
Yeah.
We're going to do a little promotion.
Yeah,
stole fucking...
And we're...
Yeah, don't even worry about it. All right, we're going to come down there. We're going to do a little on-campus interview, and we're going to bring it hard.
And we're going to try to pass as freshman college students. You think we'll pass?
No. All right, buddy, we're going to let you go. Thanks for calling. I'll talk to you later. That's actually an interesting thing. I was having this conversation the other day. I'm 31. I don't think I could pass as a college kid anymore.
Yeah, you could. You got the long hair, the beard, and the cargo shorts.
I do look. I act as one. I act as a high school kid. That's not the point. I just don't think I could pass as a college kid anymore. I don't think you could pass as a college kid. I think you go on campus, people are going to be like, who's that old bastard?
I look like a pedophile.
You do look like a pedophile.
I got a bald spot and curly hair.
You should grow a mustache. Have you ever thought about growing a mustache?
Oh, it looks such like a
creeper. So good.
Let's, why don't we close it out? Because we only got 4 minutes.
Sure.
We got 4 minutes. We're going to close it out with a David Valentine. 4 minutes. And,
we can do it.
And if the miners break out while David's singing... We're gonna.
I'll stop.
Well, he'll stop.
I'll stop.
Well, now you can keep going.
All right. We'll let Dave go out with a song. I like that.
I like it.
All right, Dave. Thanks for being in the studio.
David.
We got Dave.
David. David. Thanks David. For being in the studio. I'm Dave.
David. I'm Dave. Ed.
Ryan Airy. Ems McGee.
I like it. Thanks for coming in the studio. It was a little hectic day. I don't know why. Maybe it's because we haven't been in here in a little
I'm
while.
I'm going to say this on air. I'm going to come back if you want me to.
Everyone's invited back.
Everyone's invited back. Oh. All
right. Dave, send us out. David, send us out with a song. What's the name of the song?
Minutes go, the hours go.
I like it.
Sitting down on your bed, looking at you, staring for hours, and close to you, the smell of you, feel of you, taste of you, and hair down, eyes closed, talking away. The minutes go, the hours go by. Maybe it'll work out somehow. And wouldn't it be nice if we could someday be one? And if I could kiss you again, sweet love, baby, and I would be happy again, you and me, baby. The first tribe miner being lifted from the mine.
He's coming out.
He's being lifted up.
All
the dudes with the orange jackets, they're really fucking excited. 2010 Fox television station. Going to commercial. Kia Motors, fuck you. You're a shitty little car anyway. Closing my eyes, wishing away. Could be here next to me, eyes full of tears, hope the sleep drained. And if I could see you again, just not in a picture, I wanna hold you close and let you be free. Maybe it'll work out somehow. Wouldn't it be nice if we could someday be one? And if I could kiss you again, sweet little baby, then I would be happy again, you and me, baby.
Ten seconds
till we fade out, I guess. And this radio show will soon be over. Thanks so much for listening. And go fuck yourselves.